It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Oh, man.
All right, you ready?
Ready! Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies.
Welcome.
Today we actually have a really important topic to talk about.
Yeah, and we're not gonna move on past it. I lost my audio. Oh, yeah, there we go. And we're not gonna move on past it until we kind of all land on the same page and agree.
Well, we don't have to agree, but it's. I think we should just discuss it.
Yeah.
We've seen just this. It's going on social media like crazy right now. This it's like a big issue happening, and so the question today is: should women own land?
Should they be allowed to own land?
Should they be allowed to own land?
I'll start it off right now because I have very strong feelings about this. I would say yes, obviously, I think they should. I think it's without a doubt they should.
That's pretty interesting. I think that they should own land. I think they have that right as women.
I mean, okay, yeah.
And so I think they should be able to own land.
Anthony? What would you say?
I would say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they would. I think they should
That's
own
interesting.
All the land.
To be honest, not what I thought he was going to say, but I'm
Same.
Happy.
I think it's wrong that men own land.
You heard it here first. Take the land away from the men.
Intro.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly.
I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Welcome our guest, Anthony Russo.
Hey, Anthony Russo. He runs the Bible is Funny on Instagram, and he dropped a book last year.
You dropped November, the book yesterday.
Yesterday. Just now.
What's the date?
Sometime in there I dropped a book. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, Anthony.
My name is Anthony.
Yeah, you're Anthony.
We should list everything that we know about Anthony that he would say. Tell us about yourself.
So now that I got that out of the way, tell us about yourself.
So funny to say that and then say, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah,
my name's Anthony Russo. That's correct.
That is.
You guys got that
Checks
right.
Out.
I have a wife and 2 kids.
No.
I have a dog. It's true.
Which one's your favorite?
Of all of the ones I just named?
Yeah, the wife and the kids. They're all together.
Everybody's in there? My wife's definitely my favorite.
Nice.
That crew.
She will not listen to this. You know that, right?
She, honestly, guys, she listens to, I've joked about this with her before, is like she listens to me on podcasts I do on like 1.5 speed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be like walking around the house and I'll be like, that sounds a little like me, but like I had helium right before or something. And that she's such a trooper, man. She really does listen to the podcast I do.
That's awesome.
Which
that's
is, good. I don't.
And that's why she's your favorite.
That's why she's my favorite.
Name
the kids don't listen to any of
How
my
many,
podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. How many podcasts do your kids listen to?
They don't listen to any of my podcasts. But they do watch like weird stuff on YouTube. They don't watch my stuff, but they watch like people opening Pokemon card packs.
Mm.
My kids watch the girls that like just play with dolls and you just hear their voices and it's terrible. It's agony listening to it, but they love it. I don't understand it at all, but
I
don't know what the equivalent for that for us is. I don't know what that equivalent is.
I remember at one point feeling like Barney was like really bad content, like this was lame, and that's all we had. And now I watch what my kids watch and I'm like, Barney was like not that bad.
Barney
like,
was well produced.
I think Selena Gomez was on it, if I remember correctly. There's like been some celebrities that were on Barney. We didn't know how good we had it.
Yeah.
What do you think Barney was doing behind the scenes?
Oh, there's a documentary about that.
Is it bad?
He just was an odd guy. The guy in the suit.
What do you mean in the suit?
Wearing shoot.
Wait, what?
Wait.
No. We all wear a suit that we present to the world.
Right.
That is like a little different.
Like a hypothetical.
Like his personality. Like, yeah. He's a dinosaur.
He is a dinosaur. Yeah. That is, he's a friend to us. He's, yeah. He is from our imagination.
Oh, you're telling me that.
No.
Human being inside a dinosaur.
Yes. That would be silly.
Oh, man.
What shows did you watch as growing up, Anthony?
I don't remember.
You were 89? You're an 89?
I'm 89 years old today.
You're looking so good. Especially for dropping a book yesterday.
Not a lot of 89-year-olds are dropping books, but you're dropping them like crazy. Yeah.
There's a lot of like, I feel like in music, you like drop a song or you drop an album. Like that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And like dropping a book feels like you're trying to graft into something. Like that's.
I just dropped a book. Check it out. It's a Amazon Barnes & Noble.
It's not as gangster.
Get on it.
It's not as cool.
Yeah.
You don't drop a book. You place a book down.
I released a book.
You release a book. Unfortunately. I wish I could say we dropped a book. I was born in 89. Shows I watched when I was a kid. I only remember, like, I was a big TGIF guy. You guys remember TGIF on TV?
No.
I am 89 years old. I am 89 years old. The show Dinosaurs was on there.
Okay,
Dinosaurs was scary, bro.
Not the mama.
Terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
Dinosaurs was scary. Like they looked, the baby dinosaur.
Yeah. It was so cute at first, but then it's like the more you watched it, it felt like a nightmare, and it just felt like I can't escape.
Didn't it sound like
the baby. Yeah,
a little higher pitch than that. Yeah, that's pretty there.
That's good.
But it would say, not to mama. And it would hit the dad with the frying pan.
It would bite forever, right? Like, it would bite like crazy.
It bit for a long time.
Just hold on. That was its character.
This is going on forever.
Like a Gila monster. Never let go.
Yeah.
There was an episode of Dinosaurs that was like a drug PSA. I'm dead serious. And they, because TGIF was on Friday nights, it stood for Thank Goodness,
but they use the other word.
No,
it's Friday, and it was like at the time, like all the content had to have a message. Like there had to be like a moral. This is like Saved by the Bell era, where like you couldn't just do a show that was silly. You had to like have a point.
Wrap up at the end, yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to learn something. So the teenage boy dinosaur got into like the drug, like a plant that all his friends were doing. He started doing it. It was a drug PSA. And it was, even as a kid, it was such a surreal moment of like, these are fake dinosaur people wearing human clothes teaching me about drugs.
Like Land Before Time. It's like, dude, you got to stop smoking that star leaf, bro.
I can't. Like,
and how do you think the dinosaurs got extinct?
Drugs.
Like we need to teach these kids to not do drugs. So let's all do drugs and write down every idea we have. And that's what came out of that writing retreat. The whole show was really culminating. So I watched TJF. I was a big Boy Meets World guy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, I don't know why I connected with Boy Meets World so much, but I liked Boy Meets World a lot. I think I've seen all of those. What else was on there? Sabrina the Teenage Witch was on there.
Yikes.
Because you're technically a millennial, correct?
Yeah, I think I'm like a geriatric millennial.
Yeah, yeah, you're at the brink.
I'm at the top end.
Yeah. Mm.
People see the 80 and they're like, oh, born in the 80s. And I'm like, for a brief moment, I was in the 80s.
A whisper.
Do you like,
because
a lot of people that get born in the end of the 90s love to say like, I'm a 90s baby, like the 99. Like,
yeah,
no, you're not.
It's annoying.
Is it the same thing? Were you like, I'm totally an 80s kid?
Or
was it like,
you were born
90s?
No, the 90s were the time that I recall.
Yeah.
VH1 had that great segment for a while. I don't know if they're doing that. I love the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I love the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching the 80s being like, I was born, I lived through.
I was cool.
An 80.
An 80. A singular 80.
I was like, I don't know any of this. I don't know what was going on at that time. So no, I was definitely a 90s kid. And yeah, the TGIF was where I got most of my, we didn't have cable. That was like a big, same. We were like,
when we're the three stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's TGIF was on ABC. Mm. So we got that. I got that through rabbit ears.
You only had cable?
I didn't have cable.
You didn't have anything?
No, we had the antenna where you got the three stations.
Got it.
It honestly feels like Josh and I telling the story right now. Do I call him Josh in this? Can I call him Josh? Okay.
Yeah. No.
That's my name.
Okay, I honestly thought I just ruined something.
Are we playing a character right now? Wait, you just broke the fourth wall.
I'm so sorry.
Who am I?
You look down your dog.
What?
If I that was confusing to me. I'm like, am I Josh?
Wait, hold on. What are we doing? You just have a stroke.
I just like slowly just disappear.
No one's there, Anthony.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. Oh man, the panic that just hit me. Like you guys are joking about it, but it was really real. Yeah. So when we talk about like this was our lifetime, we're not like ancient people, but we talk about watching TV via a like rabbit ear device that you like clicked.
Yeah.
So that it would go to the next station. You're like, that was not that long ago.
Yeah.
And now
yeah,
I hear 10 years ago, I think 2002 still.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, what, like, so like this was like popular. Like what was the style 10 years ago?
Right.
Like, oh yeah. Like high waisted jeans, all these things, you know, bleach tips and all that.
The war on terror.
The war on terror. That was really
10
that
years
was,
ago.
That was really trending.
It was like super,
super popular. A lot of people were into that. I don't know about you. Are you in the war on terror?
I don't know. I thought about it, but
yeah, that's so last September.
No, I'm watching Friends.
I'm sorry. Ew. I apologize. I know. I apologize. You're an improv guy, right, Anthony?
I am.
Do you break a lot in improv?
I am. Yeah, I used to.
Are you the Jimmy Fallon?
A lot more. Yeah, I was. I hated that designation, too. That's so funny you say that. I used to get told by our, like, crew that I was, like, the Jimmy Fallon was, like, my comp. And when I tell you guys I hated it, I was like, gosh.
I personally love the people that break in improv, though. They're actually my favorite.
Yeah.
As long as it's not done too much.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, I feel like I wasn't living in that era. Like I was watching that era, but I've just the stereotype with every skit, it's like, okay, you can't do it.
And Jimmy Fallon, if you're watching this, we love your work.
If he's watching, he is.
Jimmy Fallon, you're watching this. We love your work, but your improv,
buddy, got to work on it.
According to Andy, was not, and Anthony, not ideal.
I was at the beginning of my arc with that, but at the time, I was very, like, put my nose up at a lot of, like, comedy because I was, like, really getting into it. And I was like, oh, this is really good. I was just telling somebody, I used to be, like, down on Jack Black all the time. I was like, oh, Jack Black with the School of Rock and all this. And now I'm like, that guy's so funny. What was wrong with me?
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon's another one. I'm like, he is funny. Well, they're kind of like, Jimmy was us. Like, the viewers. When he's in a hot tub with Will Ferrell and... Yeah. The Welshly Arms, can't help it. You're like, thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I always feel like improv and even sketch, like that happens on a stage. Like for me, you want to be in it. You want to be your character. You want to like do the scene right.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of like a Renaissance Fair bit to it. Like I want you to believe you're a knight, but if I'm really trying to find the bathroom, I don't want you being like, oh, what is a bathroom?
I've never heard of that.
Explain. Like, can you bring character?
A room where you take a bath. We do that in the river.
Not
put a
here.
River in a room.
Can you break character for me for just 2 seconds? Because I'm gonna pee my pants if you don't, Sir William, whatever your name is. We all want that person to just okay. It's over there. It's over there. Also, catch the joust at high noon.
Look out for the plague.
Watch out for the witches. Don't get caught. There was, do you know in that Jimmy Fallon sketch that Will Ferrell apparently was like pinching and like rubbing his, like Jimmy Fallon's leg with his feet?
Oh, that's
and so
perfect.
You go back and watch it. It's the greatest thing because you can tell like Jimmy's like gives him the eye.
Yeah.
When they're not even talking. And
yeah.
It's just like I was like, that's amazing. The fact that like, the fact that they fed into it, they're like, I'm going to try to break this person. Like there's,
right.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, no, and Jimmy getting like the Tonight Show. He's so funny. Like it just
yeah.
There was definitely an era when I was like choosing that I really do like comedy. It's something I'm gonna like take seriously. That I had this like really I don't know. I guess like if you've ever met someone who like just started seminary and they're like impossible to be around because
kind of borderline arrogant.
They're so
actually just arrogant,
just
not borderline.
Straight up arrogant. You know that verse actually in Latin? Do you know what it means? And you're
no,
like,
because no one speaks Latin.
Chet, I don't know what it means in Latin. I don't. And I'm not pretty sure the Bible wasn't even written in Latin. But that was me in comedy. I was really down on what I thought was like cheap comedy, lesser comedy.
Mm, yeah,
but you've grown.
Yeah, I've grown. Now,
and
no longer a gatekeeper of humor.
Now my kid like farts at the dinner table, and I'm like, "That's it,
dude. We killing it. That we should take you on the road.
Peak comedy.
I love farting.
You do. You do.
Actually,
love
yesterday we were filming a one of our Wednesday videos, and we were at a church, and I felt comfortable. I was up on the stage,
yeah,
and it was just Andy and Andrew in the room, and I just let one rip,
yeah.
And the cleaning lady walked in. Like mid, it was like a good 4 second fart.
Yeah,
and she goes, "I'm so sorry." I said,
the fact that she had to apologize.
That's actually what me and Lily were talking about because she talked about when she gave birth. After she gave birth, I don't know if this is for every woman, but she just couldn't stop farting. And she said
Lily told this to you.
Yeah.
When she said it to you, did she say like, "Please go on a podcast and tell everybody about that"? Tell
well,
the whole
they
world?
Know now. Well, her whole thing. Her whole thing was like she just wished the nurses would laugh.
Oh,
and I said, No one like Lily. You're probably the only person that would appreciate a laugh from a fart,
right?
After giving birth,
yeah.
And so she said, our next birthday coming up, she's gonna tell the nurses before if I fart, please laugh. It's gonna make me feel more comfortable. So
just forced laughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
No, you definitely were.
It's on there now.
It's okay.
My wife farted after birth.
Yep.
Like a lot.
He's doubling.
You were very clear that it was happening.
I was laughing. She was laughing.
That's good support. That's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. When you walk into that delivery room, you're supposed to support your wife.
Yeah.
In every aspect. Including the fart.
But I'm with Josh on this. Like, I wish I'm constantly I'm trying to catch my wife farting, and she won't ever own up to it. I have a worse story though. It's like one of my like lower points in my life. I was doing an improv show,
please,
and there was like it was a particular game where you had to like take on these attributes, and it was like we did it like pretty frequently. It was one of our like you know kind of calling card ones, and I had to be gassy, and that was like my thing. But and I knew I had like a real fart, like not too far off.
You were method acting at that point.
I'm sorry. So usually you kind of like, you know, you're like, oh, sorry. And I was like, this will be different because we were doing a show every Friday at that point. It was
I'm
like,
committing.
There's one like kind of close. I wonder if I can kind of shimmy it.
Just
down.
Wiggle it out. Is that what you do before you fart?
You're just like, you know. Very business oriented. Lily gets it.
Yeah.
she does.
And so I get it down there. I'm doing the scene and I fart. I actively fart loudly on stage. But it's like I'm a human being, so I don't fart like a elephant or anything. So it was like the first couple rows heard it and they were like kind of a mix of like, oh, and then like
confusion
a couple,
for the background.
You kind of heard like, them, the third row, go, I think he just farted to the row behind them. And immediately I was like, this was not a good idea.
Did you guys hear that? I'm scared.
There was somebody cleaning in the back who was like, I'm sorry.
That's amazing. I love that.
That's true story. I had to live with that after the show. And I was like shaking people's hands out the door. Thank you for coming. Sorry.
I farted, by the way. That was why it was so awkward. Thank you for coming.
That was part of my character. I just like when if you did hear me fart, that was part of my character.
And
so,
if you didn't,
I didn't hear you fart. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like one of those, in this moment I'm Hulk Hogan, in this moment I'm Terry Bollea kind of things. Like that wasn't Anthony that farted. That was gassy. That was gassy Gary.
I was acting. It's acting. That's what it is. There's a Josh, the quote, the video, Josh just quoted. It's this. What is she like? She's like 8 years old. And yeah, she's like filming.
Like, this is like this old Vine where this is. Little 8 year old girl like filming herself and she let one rip. She was like, she's a little, and she's like, "Did you guys hear that? I'm scared." Because she like, was just this, doing, like, that wasn't me.
She was just doing like a tutorial or something and then she just accidentally rips one. I'm scared.
So that's my new thing. Whenever I fart, I go, "Did you guys hear that? I'm scared."
The middle of the workday. Just,
oh man.
It's the best.
It is, so as good. A content creator, it is so difficult to live with the reality that just if you kept a camera on an 8-year-old at all times, the content they would give is so much better than anything.
Yeah.
It's so pure and it's so like reactionary.
Right.
It's so funny.
Also, in animals, like little kids and animals, I'm always looking at like, I respect you, but I'm also like, you make my craft a lot harder, just so you know. Little baby panda sneezes and the internet breaks. Anthony works on writing a video for 10 years.
And it bombs.
And there, it's a TikTok, so people are like, Anthony, it's 7 seconds long. Will you please just... And I'm like, no, it's not perfect yet.
People are going to be watching this and like, yeah, you dropped a book yesterday and I haven't even heard anything about it. And it's funny, like when I look at like when I came home yesterday, it was the funniest thing. My 4-year-old, you know, a dad's dream to come home is... The kids running to you, just daddy's home, and just running and hugging and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That hasn't happened in a while because they're just getting older, which is a bummer. But
yeah.
It's one of those funny things. When I walked in, my 4-year-old and my 7-year-old, they look at me like, and then Debbie's like, "Yay, daddy's home." And then my 4-year-old just goes, "Yay, daddy's home. I can't believe it. Wow." But she was obviously joking. She was looking at me for a reaction. I was like, "Who are you?" I was like, awesome. "One, get out of my face, pal." Also, two, really proud of you. That's really funny.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, it's good.
My kid just eats dog poop. So, yeah.
Well, she's 8, so she'll grow out of it, I'm sure, at one point.
She's 16.
She's 16. It's cool. 16.
It's just a phase.
Yeah. She's only 18 months, though, right?
Yeah.
She loves being outside
and
loves dirt and mud
and dog poop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I stopped Demi from eating cow poop when she was 2, and she threw herself on the ground towards the cow poop and cried because I was depriving her of actual eating.
Yeah.
The story of Ada, my daughter, eating dog poop was a really funny story.
Like, oh, yeah.
So, like, I was sitting inside, and my wife was outside with our daughter, and she comes rushing in. She's just going, and like throws the sink on and like literally like puts my daughter in the sink with the faucet just like on her face, and she's just holding it like that. She's going, I'm like, what's happening? She's going, I'm like, what's up? And she's like, she ain't dog poop. And so I had to run over there and like scoop it out of her mouth.
Oh, terrible. It was in.
Oh, she fully put it in her
mouth.
Yep.
That's bad parenting.
She can only walk backwards now, so I don't know what happened.
She's missing a finger for some reason. I don't
know. She can only walk backwards now.
Yeah, so that was both scarring and funny.
Yeah, that's poop is a difficult thing. I've always wanted to do the
thanks for going more. I was hoping we'd go more in.
Yeah, that was, I took the poop farts. And I started running. But I always wanted to do, and maybe you can pull it on Lily, just make sure she doesn't watch this, but I always thought it would be funny to do a prank where you melt a bunch of chocolate into a diaper, and then you just have your kid just eat the melted chocolate with their hands, and, you know, it's going to make a mess.
Yeah,
so whenever
good.
The mom comes home.
That's good.
It's just, you know, terrifying.
I think that's like a baby shower game. I think it's like a common baby shower game.
Is
they
it?
They melt a candy bar into a diaper, and then you have to guess what the candy bar is.
Oh.
Yeah. And one of them is actually poop.
Oh, nice. We have to taste test each one. It's
who
late.
Got the poop?
It's like
I did. This sucks.
I hate this game.
Why did you invite me?
It's like a baby shower games, but they're like Squid Games edition.
3 people died.
Who got the
But it was a great time.
This is a picture of one of the guests as a baby, and they're like, he's terrified guests.
Oh my god!
I don't want to do this anymore. Man. This seems like a weird game. You have to guess the weight, or you die.
Sunday Cool.
Sunday Cool.
We work for Sunday Cool.
Yes, we do.
And we do custom apparel.
And a ton of other things that you don't necessarily have to wear, but we'll print it and we'll give it to you because you want it for your group or your organization.
SundayCool.com.
SundayCool.com.
All your custom apparel needs, we do it super fast and we do it on the super cool stuff, like super soft tees with super soft prints. How many times can I say super? At
One
least six.
More.
Super. SundayCool.com. And this phone number. Add over. So, Anthony, speaking of poop.
I just was in my head. I was like, oh, we've been doing the fart bit for a while. Andy's changing us direction.
That was one of the things when I went to Christian College, Ozark Christian College in Joplin, Missouri. Their orientation for the dorm floor. Everyone got in the dorm, in the hallway, and we circled up. And everyone, it was mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Poop. Give your name.
Oh.
Yeah, bring your poop. bring a bag of poop. You have to. We sat down. You have to say your name, where you're from, yeah. what you're going to school for.
And how often you poop.
And you have to tell a poop story.
Oh, really?
And it was everyone. And some people had, I was like, epic poop stories. And I was like, I don't have an epic poop story yet.
I have an epic poop story.
I think by.
Kind of. Yeah.
I think by the time we die, at least you have to have at least one. And I haven't hit mine yet. And that's both exciting and terrifying because it could be any day. But what's, I want to know, are we allowed
to have
poop talk on
here? Do you
have
an epic poop story? Well, you said, are we allowed poop talk on here?
I don't know.
We talked about poop for the past 10
minutes. We do not have much.
Wait, before
I talk about my daughter eating poop, my wife farting during birth.
We don't have much else at this point.
We got to roll with it.
Yeah.
Best with the
my poop story, my epic poop story was I did a mission trip to China when I was in high school. And we went to this one town. And the group we were with, it was probably like 40 people.
Where was it?
China. Yeah, in okay. southern China, close to Vietnam. But this town we were in,
Wait, you went on a mission? This is like a high school mission trip you went on?
Yeah, it was with the church I was with at the time. And we like went over there for like, it was like for like a soccer league kind of thing. Because like the majority of the church played soccer.
Oh.
So like we would go to like different schools and stuff.
So this
and
is
play
one
soccer.
Of those where you had like Christian stuff going on, but you were like,
yeah.
When you were at the airport, you had to like hype up your soccer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were like
so
really
like the,
overacting.
We got in with soccer.
Yeah,
and then
now I gotcha.
We would meet with like underground.
Yeah,
churches
I thought
and stuff.
The old switcheroo.
Right. Gotcha.
The old soccer.
Communism. Take that.
China's going to extradite you to
it
China.
It was always a funny thing where they were like, hey, guys, don't lie. Don't ever tell a lie. You're going on a mission trip and you're all soccer stars. Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
All right.
But anyways, so we were in China. And yeah. this town we were in, we were like the largest group of white people to ever visit this town. And there's like 40 of us. Mm-hmm. And so the mayor of this town brought us around. And like it was his like favorite spot to eat. And what you would call a hole in the wall, but for China. And
yeah, it's just a hole.
We walk in, and the first thing you're met with is they're chopping up dogs.
Cool.
They just have dogs.
Oh, we got Labrador. Are we talking
they're
Shih Tzu?
Actually, Golden Retrievers are like the thing
Stop.
To eat. Dead serious. There's like this whole organization that rescues golden retrievers and dogs from China.
Oh, no.
So we walk in, the big old meat cleaver chopping up dogs. They're just like skinned and like hanging up on the wall. We're walking up the stairs and it stinks. And this is going to get graphic. So if you're squeamish, maybe stop listening.
Also, if you own a golden retriever,
yeah, I like
probably stop
now
watching.
Now is when we make that.
I'm always bad at that. Like the spoiler thing. Like
skinned dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of skinned, maimed golden retrievers on the wall. Let me pause here to say.
Scout, buddy. They had the dog colors.
You mean
no
Comet from Full House?
Yeah, exactly. So we're walking up the stairs, and there's puke on the wall. Oh. Like someone... And so you're like, cool, this is going to be a really awesome place to eat. We get up there.
And the puke's not the source of the smell, which is also a problem.
It added to it. Yeah, it was definitely.
It's like, oh, this puke makes sense. No, that's not it. That's not the telltale
sign. That's actually
sign.
Not the smell. That's been here for a while. So we get up there, and you know, like different cultures and stuff, it's like really rude to like refuse
food. Of course. Yeah.
We sit down, and it's just, it's a bowl this big of just brown broth. And it's just like, oh, no. And they give you a plate of rice or a bowl of rice, yep. And you scoop the meats and the stew into the thing. And it was dog.
Yeah, dog
and,
soup.
And the...
Don't say dog soup. Like, that's a dish.
The classic like dog soup.
I was trying to think of something.
So you're on the Food Network, like, oh, yeah, dog soup.
Today today we're going to be making dog soup.
Today we're making a nice bowl of Labrador bisque.
Sit. And now we start. So anyways, we get up there, and it was interesting because each table had a different part of the dog. My table had the dog stomach in it. And so I was able to eat dog intestines.
Good.
My mom and dad's table, they just had this big old ladle. She pulled it up, and it was just a, why would you say the male anatomy of a,
yeah,
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. That's what it was.
This is your, and that was your mom's table?
Yeah. They didn't eat that. They just, I think, tried to find bits of meat.
That's terrible.
Within the stew. Anyways,
just trying to find the
just little piece because it had like a bunch of random stuff.
The lesser evil is what you're looking
for.
It's
so jarring to me that we haven't gotten to what started the story.
Right. So we all had to partake in it. But the guy kind of leading our mission, he's like, just take a bite and just kind of move your stuff around. So like it looks like you ate a lot. And everyone.
Classic move.
Every single person got sick. And so when I went there, I brought my like longboard skateboard with me.
Yeah.
And I would just do that just around the towns we would go to. And I was going, I was probably 10 minutes from our hotel and it just, China in certain parts, well, the majority have like the squatty potties, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know have you ever used a squatty potty? Where it's just, it's no toilet. It's the toilet's in the ground.
I thought you were talking about the thing that
is in
my bathroom now where it lifts your knees a bit.
Yeah, no, that's...
That'd be extremely convenient.
Because I would love one of those.
No,
I can hardly go without it.
It's a hole in the ground, basically.
Mm.
And it's very hard.
Is it enclosed?
A lot of places did not have doors, which made it very interesting. And they also don't flush their toilet paper.
No, good.
They put it in a trash can. Anyways, longboarding... Just you, the
yeah.
And I'm like, no,
panic,
no.
Panic.
As fast as
you're
I 10 could.
Minutes away from home,
10 minutes away from the hotel.
Yeah,
I mean, I ditched the group. I'm by myself in this town in China, longboarding. These people have never seen someone ride a longboard, so they're all like, whoa, like they're treating you like a celebrity. Like
you're like a hero,
this little white boy on a skateboard going down. And
can't
like,
talk right now, bye.
Cutting off cars and stuff. And they're like, ah. I mean, it was like elevator. End of story.
And that's real.
Just panic.
Dumb and Dumber.
Just panic.
Poop.
Elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Amazing. That's an amazing poop story.
That's my poop story.
That's really good.
Was that too long?
That wasn't too long at all.
10-minute poop story.
To be fair, the poop didn't show up until the last end, so it was really just a China and dog food story.
There
were so many layers to it.
I was just fixated on the Chihuahua chowder that you were diving into. Mm-hmm.
Amazing people though in China.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome people.
I want to know when you're there in that context and you're like doing soccer, how much are you hamming that up? Like are you regularly like, you know, gotta cross it in to get the headers. Am I right, guys? Like, are you casually... How often do you feel compelled to drop your soccer intentions?
No, they set it up through... what do you call them? The people, like, for shows, like, when you go to a city, like...
On-location kind of?
Yeah, like... No, it's the people that, like, basically schedule everything for you in that country.
Okay.
I forget what the term is called.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, though.
So that's what we did. We set up soccer games with like different colleges and stuff. But
you were playing against the college?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We got destroyed every single time. They also don't have a lot of the places we like literally were playing on like gravel, and it was not fun. But they didn't really check in on you that much when you're over there. But I think it was at this point in time in China was kind of more tame, like not as crack the whip kind of thing.
Oh, I got you.
But recently, it's gotten like way worse over there. Like we have missionary friends over there. They've been there for like 12 years.
Okay.
And so they're one of our connections over there. But it's gotten so bad that they're having to move back to the States after 12 years of being there.
Oh, wow.
So it's getting pretty intense.
Yeah.
Scary. Scary stuff.
I just always felt like I would, I'm such a nervous person that if I went in under a false pretense, like I can't even get our kid into Disney when our kid's not three. Like you got to be three and our kid's four. I'm like the worst.
It was cool though.
He's four. He's three. They're like, we didn't, no one's asking you, right? I'm like randomly getting like popcorn.
I don't even work
here.
He's
3 years old. Did you know my kid's three? They're like, yeah, I didn't wonder, but okay. I'm yelling at everybody. Yeah,
you're just looking like, hey, where's my 3 year old Sam?
Has anybody seen a kid who's definitely 3 years old? Is it under three? Dude, I walked my kid in there when he was like four and a half. And we had a moment at the Disney thing because we had bought passes and it was the timing was terrible. The kid was obviously not the age we were saying he was. And the person looked at me and said, like, he's two, like, and just stared at me.
He's
and
two?
I was like, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's the loophole. You always ask them with the question. It's like, is he two? is he two?
What do you think?
You just repeat it. Is he two?
I didn't mean to. No. So you think I'm lying?
This is a real question I'm asking you. Do you think I'm lying?
Because if you say yes, I will cower down and I will pay.
That's where I was at. I literally am getting my wallet out. Like,
how sad would that moment be? Like, is he two? You're like, no.
Not
like okay, this is what I got caught in an awkward situation, nowhere near as intense as that, but it was at like an Outback Steakhouse in Joplin one time, and we were eating, and this is terrible.
This is Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Missouri, and this is a long time.
That's a nice Outback.
Thank you. It is very nice. You know it. Everyone's, but you haven't been.
I haven't.
You haven't, but you've been. It's very good. And I love how I added preface like, oh, it's the one in Joplin, by the way. And we're sitting down, and it was like 10 years ago, so. Forgive me, but the waiter had a really, really nice pen. I was like, this is a nice pen, Kelsey. Look at this. And she's like, oh, it is nice. And I'm like, I'm gonna hold on to it.
So and they no gave you joke. The pen to sign your
yes.
bill.
And I gave the tip and everything. And no joke, he said, thanks, and grabbed the check and walked away. And then he came back. He's like, yeah, my pen. And I was like, no, usually I pride myself on trying to be quick or like, you know, like improv, right? Dude, I froze, and I grabbed it, and I just went like this.
Oh, no.
And then he grabbed, he said, thank you, and walked away. And I'm still to this day, I feel shame over it.
Yeah.
And it was like, that is this dumbest thing.
You're like, no, I don't. He's like, I saw you put it in your pocket.
Like, I literally have it here. You signed it. There has to be a pen
you just
here.
Just commit to it, like. Bro,
do I have?
Why
your,
would I?
Do
steal
I?
Your
why
pen?
Have your pen?
Well, I have this video of you stealing my pen. Yes,
what is that? What is that?
Hi, my name's John Quinones.
Yeah,
so
I was
what
just
would you
gonna
do?
Say.
Would you no. Steal?
I that is like my life. Like yeah. I'm really jealous of people that like just really coolly get away with things. My wife is one of these people. Like she just walks. There's like don't enter. She just walks in. Yeah. Everything goes super smooth for her. All my friends growing up, like, it was just cool. One time we're at church camp, and, like, I was dating my now wife, and my buddy, there was, like, a girl cabin, and guys weren't allowed in. Mm-hmm. My buddy walks in 8 steps in front of me, just walks in. Like, we were seniors or something. We were, like, getting ready to go. It wasn't, like, anything devious.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. So I start walking in, and they're like, hey, Anthony, go in that cabin. So the worst case of it was we were moving into our house. Our house we live in now, we gutted. Like it was a disaster. There's like a million stories of that whole process. But one of them was we didn't have a garbage for a long time. So my in-laws, neighbors were moving and they had sold the house and they were moving and they were gone. And so my mother-in-law was like, just take their garbage, to your house. We live in the same city.
The garbage cans?
The rolly garbage cans. Yeah. Because I'm gutting the house, right? So I have all this trash, and I have this tiny, not on wheels trash can. Mm-hmm. So she's like, just take the garbage to your house. Then when the new people move in, they'll call the city. The city will be like, oh, there's no trash can. No problem. They'll bring a trash can. Easy peasy.
Simple.
I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. And I am like so exhausted carrying this trash everywhere. Like, whatever. So I sure enough, I like go over, I get the wheelie bin, I put it in my car, I drive it to my house, and I'm like, this is really handy. I'm like throwing all this trash. I can now wheel it around to the road and things like that. And then I do all that. I work. We were living at my in-laws at the time. I'm driving back, and there's her neighbor. And she's standing out in front of her house, and she's just looking every direction. And my heart just sinks. And I pull up next to her, and I roll the window down, and I'm like, hey, Carol, what's going on?
Missing anything?
She's like, oh, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. It's the weirdest thing. My trash bin is gone.
Oh, no.
I just came to do a last check, and it's been a hard year. And we've had a lot to get in order for this house to be sold. And I just don't want anything to make it fall through. And there's no trash can. And I just don't know what could have happened. And I was like, Carol, I have to tell you.
I'm sorry, Carol.
I took your trash can.
Also, my Labrador's missing. I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Like, communism.
I have some bad news for you, Carol.
I will go get it right now and bring it back. And so I did. I'm covered in dirt and crap because we've been working on the house all day. I bring the bin back, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, Carol. And she's like, it's okay. I just think it's really weird that you stole a trash can.
She just completely ruined your relationship.
I was like, I also think it's really weird that I stole a trash can, if that helps at all.
You are not alone in thinking that, Carol.
We both are doing a lot of soul searching right now, Carol.
We're all trying to figure out some stuff right now.
You think you're dealing with a lot. I just stole a trash can. That's
so you know what? Shut up. I'm not giving you this trash can back anymore.
Also, I work at the church around the road if you want to come Sunday morning. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. Oh man, that's good. Awesome. Before we leave, should we try the smelling salts?
Oh my god.
You've done it once, but do we want Anthony and me to do it?
Yes.
Anthony, would you
try
be down?
Smelling salts?
I want to try to do it without trying to make a face whatsoever.
Okay.
You know, the normal way you finish a podcast.
Can I just tell the people at home that I texted Annie and Josh a couple of times leading up to this, like, what do you think we'll talk about on the podcast?
We asked you what do you think?
Thoughts of what we'll talk about on the podcast? And we landed on nothing. We mostly covered dog soup, farts, poop, and we'll end on the smelling salts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it again?
No.
Josh did it yesterday. He was supposed to wait for you guys, the viewers.
My fear was I would do it on here and be not able to finish.
That's why we're going to do it at the end.
And okay. I wouldn't be able to
You're
going to
be jacked for the ride home.
I have water here. Do you guys need water every single time? You have to add a thing of water.
Oh my goodness.
This is smelling salt. This is what they do like on the side of football games when guys are a little out of it.
Yeah, and also
in war. Hey, you need the fuel to kill somebody?
You got shot in the leg? Here, kids.
Ah! Is that the primary? What are smelling salts?
I looked it up, and it's been used medicinally since the 13th century. And the only side effects are dizziness, vomiting, and diarrhea. But none of that happened to me yesterday. I just cried.
Yeah.
That wasn't a side effect.
Military
I'm just
people
going
would
through
use
some
it
stuff.
To military. That had nothing to do with the smell.
I'm just going through a lot.
Things are just rough at home, so I just, that's amazing.
Andy wants to do it.
I just want to do it because I've never done it before, and also I think it'd be a good way to end the podcast.
Okay.
So you put some water in there?
I just take a big whiff.
Don't do a big whiff. And don't put your nose.
Pneumonia. Okay.
Times a million.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
You had a tremendous allergic reaction to something yesterday that you don't know what it is. So I trust you.
The thing is, I
already smell it. It's just like a cat peed in your nose. That's kind of like what it is.
All right. No. Okay.
You open.
Don't do big whiff.
Okay. I'm trying to just do no face. Like right no here. Face. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh.
Indy, where did you go?
He just went to the...
You just went somewhere.
He went to a multiverse.
I'm smelling colors right now. Oh, my goodness.
Why can't I smell the color red?
It only went up one nostril, too.
Oh.
You only breathe out of one nostril at a time.
That's true.
That is true.
Oh, my goodness. That was wonderful. That was crazy.
That seems inefficient.
Oh, man. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Don't, okay. Don't do big whiff.
Right,
I won't do a big... You didn't do a big whiff, did you?
No, just... Okay. Just a quick...
Don't put your...
Just listen. Hey, listen to what I did. Listen to what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that? Oh, man. That is intense.
Bottled insanity? Is the name of this?
Do your best to not make a face.
We urge anyone watching this, don't do this without a professional.
It's a Canadian.
Golly.
It's a Canadian.
Or without an audience.
That's product. Insane. That does wake you up, though.
Andrew is actually medically trained, so that's why the only reason we could do this.
Right. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. No face. Here we go.
Maybe you got to smell more.
I don't think I inhaled enough. There it was. There it was. Oh, man.
His whole body took a screenshot. Just, you see the jolt?
Right up one side of my face.
Oh, that's perfect. Anthony, thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
Oh, man.
He's now an honorary ninja. Oh. Not really, but in our hearts.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah. We'll have this dog soup next time you come. Omega. Yeah.
Speaking of dog soup, have you heard of the 87,000 employees that the IRS is hiring? join us next week where I break that down because it's kind of it's scary.
And I know nothing about it, so I'm looking forward to be educated. But we love you, Anthony. How are you feeling?
No, I feel good. I think if I was like mildly concussed on an NFL sideline, I'd be ready to go in. And
this is the scary thing with that, though.
On a post.
They literally said, when I read the medical thing of the purpose of smelling salts, athletics, like they'll use it. If someone gets a concussion and they're feeling dizzy and dazed, they'll do that to where they regain focus.
Right.
It's like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, you got hit, your brain's bleeding, here. I'm good. That's terrible.
Get in there, bud. Win the national championship.
it's the old noise in your car engine, and you turn the radio up.
Yeah.
You're like, look, what the noise is gone.
Exactly.
I kind of fixed it.
Yeah.
So that's what I did in high school whenever I found out my, the muffler was dragging on the ground, and I didn't know how to fix it, so I just started wearing headphones while I was driving, listening to music.
It's not happening.
It's not real. Happening.
Anthony, is there anything you want to plug before... Maybe something that you're coming out with?
Yeah,
because this is airing mid-September, if not late September.
Oh, so. Yeah, I know that. Right now it is mid-September
it's
as we
actually,
talk.
Yeah.
You dropped a book yesterday, so you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. September. Yeah, I do have a book. That's fine. But if you follow...
Where can we get that?
It's on Amazon and also... Barnes & Noble. If you live near a Barnes & Noble,
they're right there.
They carry them. You guys, I did see that. You guys are the best.
Yeah. Don't feel too special because it's right above our Kenneth Copeland Bible. So
yeah.
What is a Kenneth Copeland Bible?
It's a Bible that's highlighted with Kenneth Copeland's highlights and notes because...
It's literally called... We didn't buy this. Someone sent us this as a joke. It's the Kenneth Copeland Personal Notes Edition
on
the Bible.
Yeah, look at that.
And...
You learn a lot.
There's a lot highlighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he writes notes. It's really, really helpful.
That's like when...
Like this note says, like, God is bigger than the boogeyman.
Without that, I mean, golly.
That's like...
Transformed.
The Half-Blood Prince. It's like when you get the right textbook and you can start...
The cheat code.
Doing some weird stuff. To Draco Malfoy. Yeah, I have a book that you can get on Amazon. You can follow me on Instagram, @TheBibleIsFunny. Have some stuff coming out this summer that I'm pretty excited about. Just always doing stuff on there.
So, you're killing the TikTok and Reel game for sure.
Yeah,
Bible content is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Thank you.
So go follow them.
Especially for someone born in 89.
Yeah.
For 89 years old,
you're killing it.
You've really got the pulse on the meme culture. It's really impressive.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. My grandma's 87 and she gets lost in her own driveway. So you doing all this social media stuff, you're killing it.
Age is a number, and numbers are digits, and digits are false.
Dude.
So
wow.
If you want to pull a soundbite, I think that's the one.
That's amazing.
That's it right there.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Thanks, Anthony.
We love you.
Love you guys.
There we go.
It's a wrap! That was chaos. Dude, that is insane. I would literally do that every morning just to, like, let's go.
Did you hate it?
What?
Did you hate that?
I did not.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful
creatures. Has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!